Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 10th, 2026 edition. Perry Johnson, gubernatorial candidate, Monday afternoon was in Charlevoix. I attended that event. Last night, Tuesday, he was in Traverse City. Well, up until Monday, when the last flicker of Pastor Ralph Rebant's long shot to get to the governor's office was snuffed out by the Michigan Supreme Court, one of his supporters, Harry Steffens, was going to vote for Rebant. Well, one of the reasons Steffens said he liked Rebant was because he was focusing on eliminating property taxes and also was attracted to the pastor's belief in instituting the Bible as a textbook in our public schools. What about Perry Johnson, the quality guru who has sunk so far $20 million of his own wealth into his gubernatorial campaign? Was Steffens even thinking about voting for him? Well, when asked by the reporter, Steffens said, "No, I wasn't. But when I heard Johnson was making a stop in Traverse City on his latest Northern Michigan bus tour," Steffens, co-founder of the Leelanau County Patriots, decided to give Johnson one more listen. Steffens was one of about 75 people who packed into the very small Grand Traverse County Republican Party headquarters in Traverse City to give Johnson another listen. He and everyone else sat and clapped politely when Johnson entered the room. But after the meeting, they all stood and gave him a loud standing ovation. Steffens heard Johnson vow to make property tax reforms a top priority. Johnson also shared that he and his wife bonded with Jesus Christ at a very young age, and that his favorite biblical verse in the Bible, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." So the reporter asked him, "What are your thoughts on Johnson now?" Steffens responded, "I'm at least considering it and may actually end up voting for him." Well, back in 2022, Rebant received 4.1% of the Republican primary vote that year. 4 years later, 2026, recent polling had him at roughly 3%. That's not a large number, but Republican observers conceded that going after any pocket of voters in what could be a very tight primary election is a good play. Rebant supporters in particular. Why? Because they tend to be highly engaged. Many of them are GOP precinct delegates who are willing to work for the candidate they support. One of those precinct delegates at the meeting, Matt Wilk, said it's great to pick up some additional support. And I believe it does move the needle. Well, at the center of this whole controversial issue was the Board of Canvassers using a rule from Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections Director Jonathan Brader, used a 750 signature sampling. And therefore, after reviewing those 750 signatures, ruled that the entirety of Reband's 18,214 signatures were not sufficient to meet the 15 valid signature requirement to make it onto the primary ballot. Reband argued in court, "The board did not review all my signatures. They only reviewed a very selected small sampling." Well, Reband took the matter to court. And in the final order, Monday afternoon, the Michigan Supreme Court gave an opinion that it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed. Well, Perry Johnson told the crowd in Traverse City last night, "I talked directly to Ralph, and I told him that I was sorry to see what happened to him. It's not fair. What goes on in this entire system is so absurd." While observers quietly conceded that Reband didn't do himself any favors by not turning in more signatures, the message of a rigged election system still resonates with many conservative Republicans. Perry Johnson himself can relate, since he was kicked off the ballot back in 2022 when too many of his own signatures for governor were found to be fraudulent. The circulators that Perry Johnson hired have been criminally convicted. Both of the gentlemen are now facing 20 years in prison. Well, yesterday's stop in Traverse City continues to be Perry Johnson's march to the Republican gubernatorial nomination. His campaign stop presence has been much more improved since his very first days as a very loud, flamboyant orator back in 2022. Yesterday, Johnson told stories about how he offered up the phrase "quality is job one" to Ford executives back in the day. He talked about his upbringing. He talked about his wife, who was in the crowd. The crowd appeared to be engaged the entire time he was speaking. After the speech, they took questions. Some people felt disappointed because they didn't get the opportunity to ask their questions. Jan Beatty of Traverse City, who was decked out in her red, white, and blue outfit, said, "At first, I wasn't sure about Perry, but now, yes, I definitely like him. He was really good tonight, and I appreciated his time he spent with us." Well, Johnson's bus tour swing through Charlevoix, Traverse City, now heads down to Oakland County in Troy, Michigan. It comes as he continues to pound the airwaves with commercials. According to Ad Impact, he's spent so far $20 million of his own money on the primary. As of today, Only he and former Attorney General Mike Cox are on the airwaves just a few weeks before the absentee ballots begin to go out. Well, the perceived frontrunner on the Republican side, U.S. Congressman John James, was up back on April 15th and May 12th. However, recent polling has started to see a decline in the support for James. Most of it going to Perry Johnson and Mike Cox. So we'll continue to follow these polls, these stories, and see where they end up going. Real short story we're going to squeeze in right now. House committee looks to change rural school speed zones after a fatal death. Back February 19th last year, Mason County Eastern School District superintendent lost a 16-year-old student, Sammy Bateson, in a fatal crash right in front of their high school. It was this tragedy that birthed the legislation sponsored by State Representative Kurt Vanderwall. The House Transportation Infrastructure Committee heard testimony yesterday afternoon about House Bill 5651 that would allow a school zone speed limit to be decreased to 20 miles an hour for a maximum speed the hour before and after school session begins and is dismissed. The legislation would only apply to schools on a highway segment of a road, giving the schools a choice but not a mandate. Under current law, school zone speed limits apply for enforcement only 30 minutes before and after school. Under the legislation, the superintendent could also designate the period during which students are leaving or returning to campus as a school zone speed limit enforcement period. For this instance, this might cover when students go off campus, for example, during a field trip. Actually, there's a few more paragraphs. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Just wrapping up this story about changing the school speed zones after a student was killed a couple years ago. The part of the legislation that is being proposed is especially important given that the student, Bateson, was actually dual enrolled. Not only enrolled in high school, but she was also taking courses at West Shore Community College. She was actually leaving the high school at noon when she crossed the intersection. Principal of the school, Shoup, said what made the tragedy even more difficult was the fact that it was during the school day. It was witnessed by students, staff, and community members. There was also cars getting ready to leave the school, getting very emotional during his testimony before the committee. Our school safety resource officer and myself, along with other staff members and students, were the first people on the scene. In the days that followed, our students began asking important questions, one that I've been asking for many, many years. What can we do to make sure this doesn't happen again? Well, the T-bone accident was a direct hit to the driver's side of the vehicle. Police estimated the car was doing 50 miles an hour. Simple research shows that for every 10 miles per hour slower increases the survival rate of the injury of that nature by roughly about 40%. It's physics. It's that simple. Also, 30 minutes for the school zone to be in effect is not long enough. This coming from a person who's been involved in the high school for over 34 years. Well, this committee heard testimony on two other bills with a similar nature. Speaker Pro Tem Rochelle Smith gave testimony on House Bill 5989. They would amend the Michigan Memorial Highway Act to designate M40 between 132nd Avenue and 138th Avenue in Allegan County to the Chief David Haverdink Memorial Highway. The chief was tragically killed in the line of duty after receiving fatal injuries when he was too struck by a vehicle. While getting emotional during her testimony, Schmidt said his family and community mourns the loss of this much-loved and respected husband, father, grandfather, and leader who gave so much during his life. These bills have been reported out of committee and are now headed to the House floor. One last package of bills that also the committee heard testimony on was House Bills 5977 and 5978, sponsored by State Representative Matt Maddock. The bills provide homeschool drivers education. So the bills now getting voted out of committee are headed to the floor. I can't see how any of these are going to be opposed by the Democrats. I can't see how even the state Senate, controlled by the Democrats, would be against these bills. The bottom line, folks, is whenever you are approaching a school, you have to take notice of the speed school zones signs. And again, most of them are only for 30-minute periods throughout the day. The bills are going to extend them to an hour. But when school children are involved, school buses, traffic, pulling in and out of a school, I don't care what time of day it is, you have got to slow down. For this poor girl to be killed 50 miles an hour, that's unacceptable. So, when people don't do smart things, government has to react. That's just the way it is. The bills are going to go forward. The laws are going to be changed. And you're going to see basically stricter enforcement. There is a limit, though, to these bills. They can have no more than 5 enforcement, speed zone enforcement periods in any given day. Off-campus lunch or travel periods will be added in addition to the start and the end of the day. So this will be happening throughout the day, not just when kids go to school in the morning or when they leave in the afternoon. We've got other bills and stories from Lansing. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep